AP News, I'm Mike Kempen. Camp Mystic in Kerr County, Texas says it is grieving the loss of 27 campers and counselors from flash flooding over the July 4th weekend. At least 85 people died. Reagan Brown tells the AP his parents, who are in their 80s, got out of their home as it was flooding.
They were able to reach their tool shed up higher ground, and neighbors throughout the early morning began to show up at their tool shed, and they all rode it out together.
The chances of life-threatening flooding is still high in central Texas, with more rain on the way. AP correspondent Haya Pinjwani reports on severe weather in North Carolina.
Flooding from Tropical Storm Chantal's remnants is forcing dozens to flee their homes in North Carolina. The Chapel Hill Fire Department and neighboring agencies completed more than 50 water rescues, many of them in areas where floodwaters entered or threatened to enter apartments. Chapel Hill officials say more than 60 people were displaced between Sunday and Monday. In Orange County, the possibility of the failure of the Lake Michael Dam prompted officials to issue a voluntary evacuation for areas downstream. And in Chatham County, officials are warning residents that water may have subsided in some areas, but it's still dangerous to travel. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Authorities say a 27-year-old man has been killed after opening fire at a U.S. Border Patrol facility in McAllen, Texas. McAllen Police Chief Victor Rodriguez says federal agents returned fire at the man, who had an assault rifle and was carrying a utility vest. A motive hasn't been determined. In Philadelphia, police have taken one person into custody following an early morning shooting that killed three people and injured 10 others. In another incident, at least eight people were struck by gunfire near a South Philadelphia nightclub over the weekend. This is AP News. Israel's military has launched a series of airstrikes targeting Yemen's Houthi rebels.
These strikes overnight hit port areas as well as a power plant in Yemen, and the Houthis then responded with two missiles being fired into Israel. The Israeli military says they tried to intercept those missiles, but there were impacts there, though rescue officials say there were no injuries. All this is coming after a spectacular attack the day before in the Red Sea that saw gunmen shoot machine guns, launch rocket-propelled grenades, and even supposedly use bomb-carrying drone boats to attack the ship, setting it on fire. The crew on that vessel, which is flagged out of Liberia, ended up having to abandon the ship. They were picked up later by another passing ship. But it just shows just how dangerous the situation remains in the Red Sea, which had been targeted by a months-long campaign by the Houthi rebels.
More news is available at apnews.com. I'm Mike Kempen, AP News.